This Blonde Can Talk is back with another episode, focusing on the ongoing fires that continue to devastate the people of Los Angeles. Our regular programming will resume when appropriate, but for now we are focused on the LA fires, how you can help, and where to find assistance if needed. The traumatic effects of the fires are not limited to LA. It is a collective tragedy, and many of us are grieving from afar. Please note that some of the topics discussed in this episode may cause anxiety or trigger trauma. We'd rather not call this an episode, but for the sake of RSS continuity, this is episode 91.
Hello, everyone. It's Melanie again. I'm back with some good news and some resources. My voice is a little raspy today because last night was very emotional for me. There was a lot of crying and screaming. And other stuff, because this fire is causing me to live traumas. And I don't know, we're not going to get into that because it's not about me, but it's also a collective trauma that we're all living together for the most part. I mean, I am seeing a lot of people on TikTok, on social media, who are more upset about TikTok than the fact that people are home has had burned their home, their homes have burned down. And that's really hard for me. I actually had somebody message me and say, I don't give a fuck about a fire that's happening where I'm not living, but I really need TikTok. And it really broke my heart just to know that humanity has really reached this level of disgust. But I promised that every, 48 hours or so, I would update. So that's what I'm doing. I'm really happy to report that as of the last time I checked, the Eaton fire is 73% contained and the Palisades fire is 43% contained. So I'm hoping when I wake up in the morning, it's going to be 50% contained, and that will make me even happier. So as I said, I have some updates and some more resources and should you need things, and more resources should you want to give. And I also have some new information from our friend Io Loves You on Instagram. So I'm going to let play that now so we can lead with him with what he has to say. And then I'll get back to you with more. Well, I'm not really going anywhere. I'm just adding his information to this podcast. And yes, I'm emotionally exhausted. I'm physically exhausted, and it's just been a lot. This whole thing has been a lot for me. I'm human, and I feel everything deeply. So, here is some information that applies to people who are in Altadena, especially coming from our friend at Io Loves You on Instagram.
LA fire survivors need your help with something. Please listen up. Insurance companies have started calling people who lost their homes, and they're already using tricky language and slippery practices to try to lock people into things that are not in their best interest. So because of that, we have set up a Zoom webinar live Q&A with an insurance expert tomorrow, someone who used to work for the insurance companies and knows all of their slippery, tricky ways and left because it was shady practices. What we're trying to do is set you up with enough information where you feel empowered to not have to hire somebody to help you with this process that will save you potentially hundreds of thousands of dollars of lost money because you don't know exactly how to move in this process. So if you have any questions, please put them in the comments below. And if you see another question that you want me to ask him, please heart it, and that will upvote the questions that more people want answers to. I really want to encourage people to create a block by block text or WhatsApp thread or Facebook message where people can keep track of each other, because this is how people who are non-English speaking, non-tech savvy elders fall through the cracks. Grab them and make sure that they have information so they don't lose their homes. I also want to encourage younger folks to come to the Zoom tomorrow with their family members to synthesize information, ask questions on their behalf. We're going to upload the Zoom with Spanish translation and closed captions by tomorrow evening. And please tell everyone you know who lost their home to pause on accepting anything other than emergency funds until after this Zoom.
Okay, so I just spent 5 minutes talking to myself because I had not hit, record on the computer. That's how much of a mess I am right now, but I have no interest in pretending that I'm not a mess. When I am, I have no interest in polishing this. This is real life, and I'm affected, and many people are affected. So I'm just going to start over. So what I was saying is, if that information is not helpful to you, but is helpful to someone that you know, please make sure that you relay the information, whether it's through this podcast or if you want to do it through our friend at IO Loves You on Instagram. He has new information all the time, and he will get it faster through him than you would through listening to the podcast. So I just want to say, like, a big shout out to IO Loves You on Instagram, and go follow him if you're in the area, Altadena especially. So I was doom scrolling, and I found that Altadena seed donations are being asked for. It says the Altadena Seed Library looks ahead to regrowth. The group is eager to help native plants in backyards flourish again one day soon in the devastated community. So if you want to make a donation but you don't have a ton of money, this is like a very inexpensive way to help. You can send seeds to 37 Auburn Avenue. So I'll spell it AUBURN Avenue, number 8, Sierra Madre, California. I'll spell that for you as well. SIERRAMADRE. And the zip code is 91024. And then just put care of Altadena Seed Library. It's like I said, it's a very small donation that can help in a big way. I also want to take a minute to acknowledge Raise Bar, who this is like the fourth time they've done it, but they're doing another fundraiser as I speak. Partnered with Bumble, and it's $20. It doesn't matter, you can't go now, but it's a $20 cover charge, and then you know Bumble doubles it, so it becomes a $40 donation to I can't even remember because my brain is not working, and I've said it 500 times. Could you imagine? Could you imagine? It goes to World Central Kitchen, and $1 from every drink is going to Baby to Baby. And I just really appreciate them for that. And someone else that I want to shout out, even though it's not really necessary for me to do this, but Kelty Knight, who I just adore, had the idea that people who are, going from place to place, house to house, whatever, they deserve to still feel like they have dignity in all of this. And so carrying the clothing that they're picking up around in trash bags or plastic bags that are falling apart is just not really the way to go. And she went out of her way to, I can't remember the name of the organization because, like everyone else, I'm traumatized, and I've said it a million times, I'm exhausted. But she reached out to an organization to collect. To have them, she has her podcast, The Lady Gang, and she has many, they partner with many brands. And so she asked this brand to donate giant tote bags, and they look really like they're really pretty, and they'll make somebody feel really good about themselves who has, to be displaced, not really good about themselves, but better about themselves because, they don't have to carry their stuff around in a garbage bag and be made to feel less than. And that makes me happy that Kelty thought of that. She's such a thoughtful human being, and she always thinks of, like, she thinks of others always. And she has, a lot of haters on the internet, but that just means she's doing something right. So I just wanted to say, Kelty, thank you for reaching out to get, proper tote bags for people to use when they're traveling. I'm not sure if there are, not traveling, but when they're going from place to place, I'm not sure if there are any left, but I do know that she dropped them off at the Dream Center. And I know for sure that there are a ton of people who picked up stuff at the Dream Center who walked away feeling better because Kelty Knight thought to go and look for, resources that the rest of us were not thinking of. So shout out Kelty, my fellow Canadian, whom I adore. Moving on, this is another resource from our friend IO Loves You on Instagram. So there's a subreddit, and it's called LA Fireleaf. And if you go there, it's all information that will relate to the community, and they're updating it constantly. So I'm not going to read through their entire their subreddit, but I encourage you, if you are affected by the fires and you need help, or you need to know like what's going on or whatever, go to Reddit slash LA Fire Relief, and there will be constant updates there that will help you. Okay, so moving on, there's a company called Whimsy, and they are located in Pasadena, and they have a lot of clothes that needs to be picked up. So if anybody needs clothing, you can go to Whimsy, Pasadena, 40 Mills Place, Pasadena, obviously, California. Shop hours are between 11 and 7 a.m. and 7 p.m. And if you just want to volunteer, you can do so between 9 a.m. and 10 p.m. And I highly encourage you to do that. Cerebral on Instagram at Cerebral. I believe it's an app. Left a little message. It says, "Our hearts are with everyone affected by the devastating Los Angeles fires. We recognize that an overwhelming and difficult time. What a diff I'm reading this. We recognize what an overwhelming and difficult time this is, and we'd like to offer support by providing free therapy services to those impacted," which is an amazing thing. So if you want, if you need that, and if you're in California, you probably do. Even if you're not in California, you might be just deeply affected like I am. I'm not sure if they are helping people outside of LA, but I'll find out. I'll ask. And it says, "We are offering 1 month of free therapy to those impacted by the Los Angeles fires. If you know someone who could benefit from this, we encourage you to share this post," which I did on my stories. "Together, we can help support each other during this time of need. Just use code LA Care when you sign up. Visit the link in our bio to learn more and get started." And again, that's Cerebral, Cerebral on Instagram. And if you need, they are not the only resource that I have in terms of helping, you know, with mental health, but I highly suggest that you check them out. Travis Matthew is another company, which shout out I got from Jimmy Garoppolo. I got the information from Jimmy Garoppolo, and they are like a sports company. So it says here, "Let's rebuild together. We're committed to supporting our local communities. Though this through this devastating through this devastating time, our Topanga and Century City retail locations are currently offering free Travis Matthew products to assist anyone affected by the Southern California wildfires. For those unable to make it to our stores, discounts are available through our customer service team." So the Westfield Century City location is located at 10250 Santa Monica Boulevard, and the Westfield Topanga location is 6600 Topanga Canyon Boulevard, Suite 1039. And it says, "We stand with Southern California. Please stay tuned for updates as we continue to finalize our plans and further donation and volunteer efforts." So I follow Jimmy, so I will keep you guys updated on that. So there's something called the PAD Project. And it says, "Join the PAD Project to support women and girls during the Los Angeles fires in times of crisis. Menstrual products are not only necessities, but can help displaced individuals feel a sense of normalcy and dignity amid chaos." And as a woman who gets their period, it's not fun. If you need help, you can send a text to LA Period Relief. Sorry, this is how you donate. Text LA Period Relief to 41-444. "As the nation comes together to support those impacted by the Los Angeles wildfires, we invite you to reflect on a critical yet often overlooked aspect of disaster, menstrual health. With the support of Natural Cycles, at Natural Cycles, we are proud to have donated 20,000 menstrual products to wildfire relief. More updates to come as we continue working with our partners to distribute products. Join us to support women and girls during the Los Angeles fires. In times of crisis, menstrual products are not only necessities, but can help displaced individuals feel a sense of normalcy and dignity. As I said already, your donation, no matter the size, helps ensure that menstrual health is a key part of relief wherever disaster strikes. If you want to join, you can text LA Period Relief to 41-444 to donate or visit the link in their bio. Personally, don't really like talking about periods, That being said, my own period was like severely affected by this because it messes with your hormones. So I'm not in need of assistance, but I'd like for you to help those who are. This is from Tom Ford, the beauty line, not the clothing line. It says, in response to the devastating wildfires in Southern California, Tom Ford has made a donation to the LAFD Foundation Emergency Wildfire Fund to support the urgent and ongoing needs of those who risk their lives to keep Los Angeles safe. Our hearts are with the community. The only reason I wanted to highlight this is because people are sometimes wondering which designer or luxury brands they should support. And I would like to encourage you to support Tom Ford in terms of cosmetics. If you are looking for a good foundation, I have not used theirs. I'm not going to lie to you, but I have heard great things about them. My next little bit of information is from the SoCal Fire Fund. And if you want to find them on Instagram, it's CAA Foundation. It says, alongside our partners at Corresponds at EI Foundation at LA Schools, we are launching SoCal Fire Fund. So it's a new foundation to provide immediate long-term support for community-centered activities. Sorry, community-centered recovery initiatives that aid students, individuals, and families impacted by the current fires. The fund is designed to provide equitable recovery through flexible funding and targeted support for vulnerable communities. The scope of loss for our neighborhoods across LA is immense and calls for a robust, compassionate, and flexible response, one that prioritizes their immediate and long-term recovery needs, said Natalie Tran, executive director of the CAA Foundation, in a statement. We are grateful for the expertise of our longstanding partners for coming together to provide this unique and holistic approach to donate and have a direct impact. Please visit the link in our bio. Unfortunately, I did not click the link because I'm like, again, I'm just as traumatized as you wouldn't believe if I told you. So head to at CAA Foundation on Instagram, and you'll see a link at the top of their bio should you choose to donate. Even the sports community has come together, so I wanted to give a shout out. Fanatics posted, some things are bigger than rivalries, and the East Coast wants to show love to LA. Visit the link in their bio, which is fanatics.com. I know this because I've bought in sports clothes before. Visit the link in our bio to help us with this stand with the city of Los Angeles. Proceeds will be donated to the LA Fire Department Foundation and American Red Cross as they continue their heroic acts to help as many people as possible. LA Strong. I think that's an amazing thing to do because sports is all about rivalry, and it's like a fun way to engage in rivalry. Nobody actually hates each other. We're just kind of jesting over football or soccer. Well, soccer's not really a thing, but it's a thing, but not in a way. Hockey, baseball, things like that. Just something that we can all get come together with, and even get our grievances out by arguing over silly things like that. Okay, so here's something that I found to help with the recovery of Eaton Canyon Park and its nature center. If that's interesting to you can volunteer by emailing your name, phone number, and email address to at eat, sorry, no at Eaton Canyon at parks.lacounty.gov. Updates about the recovery process will be shared as details become available. So if you are interested in helping to rebuild Eaton Canyon or help the recovery of Eaton Canyon Park, send them an email with your information and they will get back to you when the time is right. And hopefully you will be standing by, ready, willing, and able to get your hands dirty, because this sounds like a task that's going to be pretty messy. But there is actually a smile on my face as I think about the idea of LA being rebuilt. It will be rebuilt. It will never be what it was, but maybe we can make it better. Maybe this is something that's going to bring us all together as a community. And some people might say, well, you're not in LA. I'm not in LA right now, but I've spent a lot of time there and I will be spending a lot of time there. And what can I say? I love it. And the people there are incredible. So there's another nonprofit that I found. It's called Rebuild LA From Ashes to Action. And it says, if you'd like to help us, join us on January 20th between 4 and 8 p.m. to support those affected by the wildfires. So it's going to be a live stream, and it's going to be live streamed from New York and LA. And I think there's going to be like some celebrities involved or people who have been affected by the fires who are going to be involved. I'm not sure exactly. It doesn't specify what will be in this live stream, but if you want to help, join on the 20th between 4 and 8 p.m. Pacific time. So if you're not in LA, that would be 4. Okay, I'm trying to do math. We already know how bad I am at math. So hold on a second. So that would be s between 7 and all up 17, 18, 19, 10, 7 and 11 if you're on the West Coast. East Coast. East Coast is between 7 and 11. If you're on the West Coast, it's between 4 and 8 p.m. And yes, I just counted it on my fingers because when I tell you that I'm not good at math, I am genuinely not good at math. I'm trying to find little moments where I can just laugh or just feel better, but it's very hard. There's also a registry on Google Documents for all the LA animals that have been lost and found. And there aren't that many that have been recovered by their owners so far. So if you wouldn't mind going to at Susan underscore Alexandra on Instagram, she has a link there with pictures of all the animals that they found who haven't yet been reunited with their owners. And it's like every animal from dogs to ducks. So if you lost a pet during these wildfires, I implore you to please just go and pick up your pet. They're scared right now, just as scared as you are. And maybe reuniting with them will make you feel like whole again. Because I know when I'm away from my little cat, I don't like it too much. It makes me pretty sad. So, go pick up your pets, guys. If you know if you lost them or if you know someone who has, send them to directly to the link that or the Instagram that I just mentioned, and that I'll repeat it. It's Susan underscore Alexandra, Susan underscore Alexandra on Instagram, and she has the Google document at the top of her page. As you can see, my voice is messed up and my cognitive, I feel like I'm a little bit delayed. Like I'm having trouble reading quickly, which is weird because I'm like a speed reader. Honestly, I've always been really good at, I don't know why I'm telling you this, always been really good at reading. And like I could read something once and I never have to read it again, like never have to study for a test, read something once, head into an audition and I'm off book. So it's kind of like a gift that I have, but the gift is clocked out right now. It's not working. It's not gifting. So I'm a little slower, I'm a little damaged, and so are the people of LA and the city of LA. And it's okay, and it's not okay, but it's okay. We're all gonna be okay. We just have to hold on to what we love and who we love, and we'll be okay. So let me move on to the next resource. Actually, I just want to circle back to the Rebuild LA from Ashes to Action thing that I was talking about earlier when I started mathing. That's from 8 p.m. Sorry, 4 p.m. to 8 p.m. Pacific time. So you can join at www.starsinthehouse. It's organized by Lisa Joyner. And there'll be like a ton of great celebrities participating. I think they're doing like a telethon sort of thing. So my fun uncle John Cryer will be involved, Abigail Spencer, Tiffany Haddish, DL Hewley, Ryan Hansen, Melissa Roach, who doesn't love Melissa Roach, Diane Farr, Matt Walsh, Wayne Brady, Tony Hale, Jimmy O Yang, Melanie Lynskey, William Shatner, Jason Ritter, Rachel Bloom, and Cheyenne Jackson. I did say Wayne Brady. Tom Brady will not be there. I think the only person that would be disappointed by that would be me anyway. So everyone should participate if you can. I don't think it costs anything to watch it, but don't quote me on that because I'm not entirely sure. Here's some more information that's actually important. The following post offices have been relocated, and customers will be able to pick up their mail at. So Pacific Palisades Post Office has been moved. Pick up mail at Rancho Park Post Office, 11270 Exposition Boulevard, Floor 1, LA, California. Obviously, I'll give you the zip 90064-9998. Hours are Monday to Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., and Saturday, 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. Sunday, 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. Topanga Post Office. Pick up your mail at Santa Monica Post Office, 1653 7th Street, Santa Monica. Zip is 90401-9997. Hours of operation are Monday to Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., Saturday, 9 a.m. to 3 p.m., and no extended hours on Sunday. So the Directors Guild is offering some information that they've found useful from the California Insurance Commission. So here are the top 10 tips for wildfire claims. Number one, obtain a copy of your residential homeowner's insurance policy, including your declarations page. Number two, make sure you know additional living expense limits and manage your expenses properly in recognition of a long rebuilding process. Three, track all expenses that arise from long from ha having, sorry, I am a little like gone on another planet. Number three, track all expenses that arise from having to live in another location away from your home. Four, document all your conversations with your insurer slash adjuster about your claim and policy limitations. Five, get at least one licensed contractor's estimate or bid on the cost to rebuild your home just to get a reasonable sense of the actual cost. Number six, call the Department of Insurance hotline for help at 1-800-927-4357. Seven, understand you can purchase or rebuild at another location and still receive full placement cost benefits. You also have the right to rebuild using the contractor of your choosing. Eight, assess your situation. Do not rush into any decision about contractors, lawyers, or public adjusters. Nine, do not assume you have inadequate coverage based on general information. The adequacy of your limits needs to be addressed on a case-by-case basis. 10, evaluate whether you will need a public adjuster or attorney to help you with your claim. Disclaimer, these are tips for general guidance only and are not substitute for legal advice. So water safety tips after a fire. If you're impacted by a fire, I mean, this might be common sense to some people, but for others, they may not know. So if you are impacted by a fire, check with your local water district. Boil water notices may be in place due to fire response efforts. Customers in the affected areas are advised to use bottled water or boil tap water for 1 minute prior to use for drinking, brushing teeth, cooking, and cleaning indoor surfaces such as countertops, stovetops, tables, and sinks. Boiling water kills bacteria and other organisms that may have been introduced to the system. If power, such as gas or electric, is unavailable, residents should use bottled water or 8 drops of household bleach to 1 gallon of tap water and let it sit for 30 minutes. Just to be clear, do not drink that water. That is to, like, if you need to clean the surfaces of your home. If your water looks cloudy or dirty, do not drink it. When normal water service returns, flush the hot and cold water lines until the water appears clear and the water quality returns to normal. Wildlife after a fire, displaced by wildlife, sorry, wildlife displaced by wildfire activity may enter your property or home. Places where there is an accumulation of trash or debris can attract wild animals. Keep garbage in rodent-proof containers that are tightly covered to avoid attracting animals. Do not leave pet food outdoors. Check for areas where rats and wild animals can sleep, hide, or find food. If possible, seal these areas. Protect yourself by wearing gloves and a mask when cleaning these areas. Wash your hands when you're finished. This is all, I think, I guess, common sense. And then food safety after a power outage. So even if you weren't affected by the fires, but you just had an outage, this applies to you. So the safety of food may be a problem if the power outage lasted for a long period of time. If you experienced a power outage or find that your kitchen has ash, soot, dust, and other airborne particles, avoid foodborne illness by following these recommendations. Any food or drink products with an off odor or signs of spoilage should be thrown away. Best practice is when in doubt, throw it out. Generally, food in the refrigerator is safe if the power was out for no more than 4 hours and the refrigerator and freezer were closed tight. Keeping the doors to the refrigerator and freezer closed helps maintain the coldest temperature possible. If a power outage lasts more than 4 hours or the refrigerator door was not kept shut, it's best to throw away perishable foods such as meat, dairy, and eggs. Items that have been thawed in the freezer should be thrown away. Do not refreeze thawed food. All other food items should be inspected to ensure safety. Plastic bottles with liquid, example, water that has been covered in ash should be thrown away. It's not enough to rinse off the bottles, and these particles contaminate the caps, making them very difficult to decontaminate. Food that has not been stored in waterproof or airtight containers and has been covered with ash should be thrown away. This includes products that have been stored in a cupboard or other soft packaging. If it's been stored in cardboard or other soft packaging. Food stored in sealed, previously unopened glass or metal cans or jars, such as baby food, should be safe to use. Clean before opening and transfer the contents into another container before eating. Throw away in trash bags and seal tightly before placing in the trash. Double bagging is recommended to prevent fly breeding. So there's that. So some good news, like I like to share a little bit of good news. So these two fires that are not, fully contained yet have not grown in 5 days, which makes me very happy. It makes my heart happy to know that more people are not going to lose their homes as a result of these fires. They're not growing. So this is a beautiful thing. Have you, I don't know if you've heard of WAGS and WOCS. It's an organization for, I think, for animals. I'm not sure. Yeah, parent, pet parents. It says introducing the WAGS and WOCS LA Community Relief Grant. In response to the devastating LA fires, we've launched the WAGS and WOCS Community Relief Grant with an initial allocation of $30,000 to directly support those affected because animal welfare is a collective effort and together we can make a difference. So it's basically they would be giving 2,500 to like each qualifying family, I guess, until they run out. And if this is something that interests you, you can go to www.wagsandwalks.org and apply to see if you qualify. And hopefully you do. The Wags and Walks is also looking for brand partners to sponsor their relief efforts and help expand their impact. So if you are a brand and you want to help, you can go to the website, wagsandwalks.org, apply, donate, or loan, or excuse me, or learn more. So I don't know if you guys know this, but many of the firefighters who are like the unsung, not the unsung, but the heroes who are not getting enough recognition are sleeping outside the Rose Bowl, which is at this time like a very cold place. So it also says that firefighters in Pasadena and Malibu are very cold and are in need of donations of thermals or to raise $3,000 cash to buy enough to keep them warm so that they can be ready to face another day for us. If you have access to funds, please DM Homage Pasadena. So HOMAGEPASADENA, and they will make arrangements. It says here If you have the means to fund or purchase it, the estimate is $3,000. There are nearly 10,000 firefighters and National Guard fighting the Eaton Palisades and other LA fires, including 1,100 inmate firefighters. There is a team ready to procure and distribute if we can raise the funds. Let's keep these men and women warm at night so they can wake up another day to keep fighting to keep us safe. So if you can, if you have the funds to donate, please do, because this is the only way that these fires are going to get put out, is if fire brave men and women keep going out there and fighting the fires. Places in LA currently accepting donations. Junior High LA, which is located at 603 South Brand Boulevard in Glendale, currently accepting essential safety gear for debris cleanup and volunteers, goggles. Okay, so I guess the what they're trying to say is that they need this gear for the volunteers, not that they need volunteers. It's weird, very weirdly worded. Goggles, work gloves, hazmat suits, etc. Bob Barker's Marionette Theater, 4949 York Boulevard, Los Angeles, currently accepting gently loved children's books. Call first. So call ahead. If they're not open, they're not open. If they are at capacity, they are at capacity. But at least you're trying. Dream Center, 2301 Bellevue Avenue, Los Angeles, currently accepting toilet paper, paper towels, air purifiers, canned goods, etc. They're pretty much accepting everything. They're doing amazing work. Okay, so I'm looking at something called We Love Cuddly, and it says Animals Hope and Wellness Foundation has been working around the clock to save dogs, cats, horses, emus, tortoises, and exotic animals from evacuation zones. As the California fires continue to rage, leaving unprecedented destruction in their wake, Animal Hope and Wellness Foundation has been working around the clock to save as many lives as possible. Since the fires began, we've evacuated and transported over 500 animals. We can't afford to slow down. The devastation is staggering, and the need for help is unlike anything we've ever seen. Everywhere we turn, there are animals lost, injured, and displaced. We're seeing cases of pets with severe burns, suffering from smoke inhalation, terrified and wandering alone after being separated from their families. We rode through burning communities, checking homes for people and animals left behind. These fires are some of the worst California, well, they are the worst in California's history. And while our team is doing everything we cannot continue without your help. So this is a call to action. I'm trying to read the rest because I've had to take screenshots in pieces. Right now we are stretched beyond capacity. We need urgent donations to cover the rising costs of transportation. Emergency boarding, veterinary care, and supplies for the hundreds of animals we're helping. I know a lot of people are big animal lovers, so this might be the place for you to help. If you haven't found something that you could do to help, maybe this is it. They are not asking for much. They said that they facilitated the now viral reunion between Palisades local Casey and his dog Oreo, which if you haven't seen it, it's such a beautiful video. Look it up. And we hope to see even more reunions very soon from beloved pets, exotic animals to helpless strays. We are saying yes to every call for help, but the expenses are mounting rapidly. If everyone could donate just $5, we could save hundreds more. Every dollar counts. This is a time of crisis, and we are an emphasis on begging for your time. Many of these animals could have been lost to the blaze without the efforts of our team, but we emphasis on cannot continue this work without your help. Please help the citizens, first responders, rescuers, pets, and wildlife impacted by these fires. Together, we can make sure no animal is left behind in this tragedy. So there is no link to donate, but you can visit their link in bio at We Love Cuddly on Instagram. So just head over there. I just wanted to say, I think it's so cute that at the Best Friends event, there was a Best Friends event a couple of days ago. Bob Odenkirk was out there. adopting, not adopting, like fostering dogs and playing with dogs. And I just thought he was like the sweetest thing ever. And I thought about how he, better call Saul, like we better call Bob. I don't know why. I just had like this nerdy, geeky little thought about him. I'm a fan, obviously, of Bob Odenkirk. Okay, moving on. For those who are in need of supplies, you can go to Friends and Neighbors in Old Pasadena. It has transformed the retail space into something truly inspiring, a donation hub and distribution center for families affected by the Los Angeles fires. Here you will find essential supplies like food, clothing, and water, as well as feminine hygiene products, diapers, and hair products for curly or textured hair. They are also offering technical support in English and Spanish for anyone who needs help setting up their GoFundMe. So that's a big one. I think that's a really good resource. Also, we know about the Dream Center. You can drop off pretty much anything at the Dream Center. Dream Center are like so. I've been seeing so much of. I'm in awe of them. Like I'm in awe of a lot of people, but a lot of organizations. But what they've been doing is crazy. You can drop off pretty much. I think I've said this already. You can drop off pretty much anything there. I found an update on the Eaton Canyon nature LA, like rebuilding nature of Eaton Canyon, which we talked about earlier. And they just wanted to say thank you to the people who have already volunteered. Please be patient with us as we wait to find out what the timeline for restoration will be. We will provide updates here, so make sure you're following Eaton Canyon Na Natura Natural. Okay, let me spell it. Eaton Natura. When too many letters, like two N's, are next to each other, I just get so confused. Probably because, if I'm being honest, I may or may not have done this podcast over the course of two separate days because while I was recording, I found out that today's Saturday or was Saturday, and Tom Brady's was calling the game today and not on Sunday, like I thought. So I had to stop. I'm sorry. Like these fires are very important to me. And yes, I'm devastated. And yes, I'm hurting. And yes, I want to get, help as many people as I can. But Tom Brady is my God-given solace. And I need to, be able to watch the game and be in that moment with him, which sounds weird. You wouldn't be able to understand it unless you had the connection to him that I have. So I needed to do that. I needed to do that for myself. Moving on, this is just news. Japan has no donated $2 million to social wildfire recovery efforts. So thank you to Japan. Okay. So it says from the Boston Globe, how big are the fires in Los Angeles? Larger than the entire city of Boston, 60 square miles, the land area consumed by fires around Los Angeles, according to the state of California, 48 square miles, the land area of the city of Boston, 37 square miles, the land area burned by the largest blaze, the Palisades Fire. As of Tuesday morning, it was just 17% contained. As someone who's been to Boston, Boston is a big city and it's hard to even like navigate. So just the idea that something so big has burned down like in one city is astronomically, it scares me and it makes me sad at the same time. So you've heard a lot about Altadena girls. Well, now they've launched Altadena boys. So Altadena Boys. And here's some information on them. So their official address is 649 North Madison Avenue in LA. Zip is 90004. Donation hours are going to be Wednesday, the 22nd, from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Shopping hours will be Wednesday, the 22nd, from 12 p.m. till 4 p.m. Everything is free. What we need, so if you're donating, t-shirts, hoodies, jeans, sneakers, jackets, skincare, hair gel, hygiene kits, brushes and clippers, socks, underwear, deodorant, grooming kits, razors, backpacks, sports gear, water bottles, Basketballs, footballs, baseballs, sports jerseys, camping gears, gaming consoles, instruments, skateboards, and anything you think a teen boy would love. So if you have something extra, you go ahead and drop it off there. Shoppers, we will have clothing, shoes, underwear, skate decks, sports gear, outdoor activity gear, toiletries, and anything you may need. We have arcade games and on-site activities for free use, and we'll be streaming the NFL playoffs. Come shop, eat, and hang. Please help spread the word. So that's what I'm doing here, and send families directly to them. So it says DM us if you are looking for anything in particular. So again, Altadena boys, and do reach out to them if you are able to do so. Okay. I just wanted to share this. It's just a little something that I found on Hello Sunshine, which is Reese Witherspoon's production company. It's just a quote, and it says, "In moments like this, do for one person what you wish you could do for everyone. Refuse to believe the lie that nothing you do matters, that the devastation is too great in comparison to your smallness. Choose the path that says, 'I am here, I won't leave you or turn away from your suffering. I will do all that I can.'" Personally, I'm donating where I can and helping where I can, and I wish I could help everybody, but I know that's unrealistic. So this resonated with me, and hopefully it resonates with you. And maybe you could just choose one family and give them whatever it is that you're able, whatever it is that you can give. Nothing is too small. I hope you guys know that. Another free mental health resource, there's a few of them here, I think. It says free mental health support and resources. We are here for you, LA. It's okay not to be okay right now, and we're here to remind you that you don't have to face this alone. I have mentioned multiple times over the course of this podcast and the ones that preceded it, I am not currently in LA and my mental health is affected by it. So if I'm affected by it and I'm not physically there, imagine what like other people are going through. And if you're listening to this from LA, don't be ashamed of the way you're feeling right now. So Mayfair X My Wellbeing, so they teamed up, the Mayfair Group and My Wellbeing, we are offering two additional free Mayfair Health Group support sessions with our partner, My Wellbeing. We want to continue providing a safe space for our community, healing and connecting, especially during these difficult times. So one of the dates has passed, but they are holding another one on Friday, January 24th at 11 a.m. Pacific time. It says our Mayfield team has been fielding our network of licensed therapists, and here is a list of therapists offering free one-on-one sessions for those impacted by LA fires. Jessica Jurema, you can contact her at jessica@solutionsoc.com. Andrea Perales engages psychological services. You can contact her at ashley@engageyou.com. Melissa Newman, you can email her at melissanaumanlicsw@gmail.com. Ellis, I'm not sure if I'm saying this right. I'm sorry. Ellis Manchid, Mandich, I'm not sure. You can email her at elyce@thetherapyco.org. And Nicole Evans, and her email is nicole@nicoleevanstherapy.com. Session availability is on a first come, first serve basis, and sessions may be limited due to high need. Please reach out to one of these professionals directly. Disclaimer: Mayfair has spoken to but does not have direct affiliation with any of these licensed therapists. So just practice due diligence. This is a please share. I mentioned something like this in the last episode for kids who lost their favorite stuffed animal in the fires and can't find a replacement. Now we've found someone who wants to help like replicate it. So it says we'd be honored to try and recreate the plushie free of charge. Please contact us with an email at support@budsies.com. We know nothing can replace the original, but hope to bring some comfort made with love and care. We are working with designers to help replicate kids' favorite plushies that were lost in the fires in LA. If you want to help sponsor a child's Budzi or donate to the cause. Also, just email them, and the email is budziespals@budzies.com. budziespals@budzies.com, and that's where you can help a kid or help pay to have a child's toy reproduced, I guess, reimagined. I don't know. This is just me. Want to give a huge shout out to New York and Boston for being so involved in helping this whole thing. Like, I'm just wiped, and a lot of what I say is kind of all over the place because of the fact that I'm wiped. So I mentioned a really big fundraiser called a fundraiser Bridging Coasts on the 25th. It's been rescheduled. So here's the information that I have. What began as a small initiative quickly has grown into something far more powerful than we could ever have imagined. The incredible support from this community, artists, brands, run clubs, and individual has transformed the 4LA fundraiser into a movement. Due to a double booking, our original venue, the Refinery at Domino, can no longer accommodate us. While this was unexpected, it has also created an opportunity to scale up and make this event even more impactful. With more partners stepping in, more artists contributing, and more people eager to join, we're taking this as a chance to elevate the fundraiser to new heights. Due to a double booking, like I read that part already, we've decided to reschedule the event to Saturday, January 25th at 11 a.m. till 6 p.m. So I don't actually, it's showing the 25th, so I don't actually remember what the original date was. So it doesn't matter. It's taking place on the 25th of January. A new larger venue, details below. So if you want to get more details about this, follow at It's Gina Bruno, ITSGINABRUNO, and Luke Haverty, LUKEHAVERTY. I spoke to Gina this morning. She said she was exhausted, but looks forward to getting this done. I'm really happy to see people are getting to go home finally. Like, it was such a It was pretty touch and go for a while. I just want to encourage you guys again to, I mean, if you need help from the Red Cross, go to the Red Cross. If you can donate to the Red Cross, that would also be great. I think I mentioned this already, but I'm not sure. Free therapy for LA fire victims. There's so many resources, so it's probably a different one. It's mindandmatter.org/wildfire. So they're looking to provide mental health support. So free therapy, check them out. Hopefully they can do something to help you. LACMA will be free tomorrow. So if you want to check it out and you haven't already, now is probably a good time to just, you know, decompress and do something a little bit less monotonous and hard. Everything is hard right now. Supplies for evacuees and displaced family available at the LA Mission right now. I mentioned this, I think, last podcast. But it says how you can keep supporting this effort. This relief effort is made possible by the incredible generosity of our community. Here's how you can continue to help. Volunteer, join us to distribute supplies and assist with logistics. Donate online. Monetary contributions help us operate and help us with operations and logistics. Spread the word, share the post to let others know that the resources are available. So that's the LA Mission. What you need to know, supplies are free for wildfire evacuees and those affected by the crisis. No appointment needed, just stop by during our hours. Quantities may vary depending on availability. We are committed to ensuring as many families as possible receive the items they need. Sharing this post is just, I can't shoot. If you go to the LA Mission, you'll see the post. But anyway, I've already shared it on my account and I'm sharing it here. Sharing this post is just as important as donating. So if you can't afford to donate, you can still help. Help volunteer, contact Mary Grant Community Partnerships Manager. Email is mgrant@lamission.net, or you can call 213-629-1227, extension 412, and they need help this week. Okay, so just making sure that it's not something that I've already touched on. Already touched on this. Nope, this is, what's this? This one says organizations join Hollywood Climate Summit, Earth Lounge, LA Wildfire Relief Fundraiser. Earth Lounge is a climate-focused program collaboration between the Impact Lounge, Hollywood Climate Summit, the Redford Center, Sustainable Entertainment Alliance, NBC Universal, Good Energy, Common Ground, Pop Culture Collaborative, and Doris Duke Foundation. All donations will go directly to mutual aid and direct relief efforts. And if you'd like to donate, it's bit.ly at Earth Relief. Okay. Here's another one. Our hearts are with everyone impacted by the devastating fire consuming Los Angeles and surrounding areas, and we are touched by how many in our community have reached out to seek additional ways to help. Gold House and GoFundMe have sourced a list of active fundraisers dedicated to helping AAPI families who have lost their homes. All fundraisers have been verified so that you can give with confidence that your donation is supporting a community member in need. If you'd like to make a donation into the general fund that will send emergency relief of $1,000 to each individual and family affected, you can also contribute to the Wild Fund Relief organized by GoFundMe.org. Visit AAPI Wild FireRelief.com to get more information and donate. WIF fellowships applications are open. So it says WIF invites fellows from all areas of the entertainment industry for a year of mentoring, master classes, networking, building one-on-one career strategy sessions, which is super helpful when you're trying to break into show business. They do not say when. There's no information on where you what website to go to. So just go to at the Women in Film LA, and then there will be a link at the top of their profile. Okay. One-on-one insurance consultations are taking place today, January 19th, from 1 p.m. to 5 p.m., Pasadena College, 1570 East Colorado Boulevard. In Pasadena, experts from the California Department of Insurance will be available for one-on-one consultations to address specific concerns. Attendees are encouraged to bring their insurance policy, declaration page, and any related correspondence. Appointments can be scheduled by calling the California Department of Insurance hotline at 1-800-927-4357. With walk-ins served on a first-come, first-served basis. So if you don't have an appointment, maybe give them a call and see if you can make one. So Republicans are trying to avoid, giving the proper aid. They plan on making it conditional. And there is something we can do about that. What you can do is you can call the congressional office member. I don't know if it's a governor or I think I'm guessing it's a senator. And so you can call Mike Johnson's office. Phone number is 202. And the reason, let me explain. The reason I don't know if it's called a governor or a senator is because I'm Canadian. So I go by like mayor and premier. So it's like just a different language. But you can call Mike Johnson's office at 202-225-4000. And you can leave as many messages as you want. I don't need to give you an example of what kind of message. Just call. Call and leave your message of concern. And to be honest, you can call from out of state. I'm going to call. So do that. This is again the American Red Cross. Recovering emotionally, disasters are upsetting for everyone. Find 24 hours counseling or support by calling or texting the Disaster Distress Helpline 1-800-985-5990. I'm really focusing on mental health because I'm realizing how much it's actually affecting my own mental health. And if I can feel it and see it in myself, I know it's happening to other people. So I've mentioned already how to protect yourself from how to clean up and all that kind of stuff. Protective fire gear. Sorry. Dear LA, as we move into recovery and rebuilding, please use caution when on fire damaged sites. We have lost too much already and need to prevent future health issues and loss of life. Your health and your life are priceless. Please follow this guide and tag and share with fire survivors and cleanup crews. I have shared this, but anyway. Harmful debris can include asbestos, a carcinogen released when materials burn, heavy metals, lead, mercury, and others found in paint, wiring, and electronics. VOCs, harmful chemicals emitted from burning plastics and synthetics, PAHs, toxic substances from incomplete combustion. Exposure to these can cause cancers. I don't want to cry. Respiratory issues, skin irritation, and long-term disease, as seen in 9/11 recovery workers. Wearing proper PPE reduces the risk of exposure and protects your health during cleanup. So these are items that you need if you're doing cleanup. P100 respirators provide better protection than N95 masks for fire cleanup. Surgical and cloth masks are not suitable. Eye protection. ANSI Z87.1 certified goggles, impact resistant goggles to protect your eyes from debris, hand protection, nitrile or butyl, so I guess these are brands, rubber gloves, chemical resistant gloves, dispose of them after use to avoid contamination, foot protection, rubber rain boots, closed toe boots to protect the feet from sharp objects, chemicals, and debris, clothing, Tyvek suits or layered clothing, full body protection. Tyvek suits prevent skin exposure to harmful materials. If not available, layer clothing to fully cover skin. Dispose of contaminated clothing after use. Dispose of contaminated gear, footwear, and clothing in a bag and remove contaminated gear immediately. Wash contaminated clothing separately or discard if heavily contaminated. Dust mitigation strategies in post come from a mutual aid group. Oh, I got it in the post. I am so dumb sometimes. So, dust mitigation strategies in this post, they should have put this. I blame them for their bad grammar. In this post come from a mutual aid group member and a HAZWOPER certified individual. Okay. This is all information that's been I've shared many, many times. Mutual Aid is providing free masks, gloves, hand sanitizer, deodorant, headache medicine, tampons, pads, wipes, toothpaste, toothbrushes, razors, soap, and yerbas. I don't even know what a yerba is. What we have available for the community, N95 masks. Assorted sanitizers, assorted menstrual products, personal hygiene kits, shampoo and conditioner, toothpaste, toothbrushes, assorted deodorants, barred soaps, liquid soaps, assorted reading glasses, tissue boxes, hydrogen peroxide, Q-tips, bed under pads. I don't know what that is, but okay. Adult diapers, assorted baby diapers, toilet paper towels, yerbas. Again, I don't know what that is. Hydrocortisone cream, Tylenol, Advil, ibuprofen, women and children's undergarments, and flashlights. This is Mutual Aid LA. So if you need help, you know exactly where to go. Okay, this is not important. Not that it's not important that I've covered it already. Brown issues is matching 50,000 to support frontline essential workers, farm workers, and families impacted by the Southern California wildfires. If you want more information about that, I'm going to give it to you right now. This is about humanity. This is about humanity is issuing. Oh, I guess this is about humanity is what they're calling this particular project. Okay. Is issuing an urgent call to action to support front and second line migrant farm workers, day laborers, and other essential workers and their families who have been severely impacted by the recent fires in Los Angeles. These individuals work tirelessly to sustain our communities and are helping LA get back on its feet, have faced devastating losses before, and they need our help now more than ever. We are committing to matching $50,000 in donations to provide critical relief. If you'd like to donate, you can do so by going to www.thisisabouthumanity.com/contribute. World Central Kitchen has been doing so much, and I've been seeing like so many people raising money for them. I've been seeing Jennifer Garner over and over, like serving people food. They don't ask questions, they just show up as soon as crisis starts, and they take the worry of food anyway off the table, and everyone gets fed. And like Ray's Bar has been donating to World Central Kitchen. A lot of people are donating to World Central Kitchen because they know that they're going to provide people with quality food. So if you want to make sure somebody gets a good meal, you can donate at WCK Kitchen. Donate $5. Really doesn't take much. I personally have donated to World Central Kitchen. You can also donate to Save the Children. They're helping in various ways. Like there's too many of them for me to list, including, but not limited to Project Camp LA, which you can also donate there. But this is something that I think you should enroll your kids in because it says play as therapy, provides free trauma information pop-up day camps for children impacted by disaster. So you can look for them popping up around Southern California. Jennifer Garner will probably be there. She's been there. And I hope no child has like long-term. Oh, this makes me sad because it makes me think of myself as a kid. Okay. Greater Los Angeles music community. Music Cares is offering professionals affected by the wildfires $1,500 in financial assistance and a $500 grocery card. Eligibility requirement: documentation of work in music for at least 3 years and 6 commercially released recordings or singles. If this is you, reach out via Music Cares Relief at musiccares.org or 1-800-687-4227. And then it says Music Cares is also able to provide additional long-term disaster relief for evacuation and relocation costs, damage to musical instruments, equipment, vehicles, and spaces, medical care, mental health services. So again, another mental health service, funeral costs, which I know 27 families are going to have to go through that, and I'm sorry. Other essential living expenses. To help support our critical efforts for the music community affected by the wildfires, make a donation at our disaster relief fund, musiccares.org/fire relief. Here's a list of some stuff that the Dream Center posted that they need. Toilet paper. I mentioned the Dream Center like 6 times. Toilet paper, paper towel, air purifiers, canned goods, non-perishables, individually wrapped snacks, to-go boxes and cups, large trash bags, work gloves, safety glasses, goggles, protective coveralls, new socks, and new underwear. They are located at 2301 Bellevue Avenue, which I've mentioned 500 times. So Altadena Girls is like currently closed. However, they say thank you for your patience. We have all new contact addresses to make sure that everyone is seen and heard. We get a zillion messages a minute, so give us a little time, but know that we're on it and can't wait to connect with you. So these are the email addresses that you can contact them at: info@altadenagirls.org, volunteers@altadenagirls.org, partnerships@altadenagirls.org, press@altadenagirls.org. So there's going to be 2 benefit concerts for those impacted by the wildfires. It says February 22nd at the Troubadour, hosted by Christopher Mintz Plasse, which you know as McGlovin. Just needed to make that little joke here. Stripped back sets from Anika Bennett, Cannons, Local Natives, Lord Huron, Lydia Knight, Maddie Diaz, Madison Cunningham, Magdalena Bay, Medium Build, Olivia O'Brien, Phantom Planet, Steven Sanchez, Winnetka Bowling League, Zynadelphia or Zynadelphia, I don't know, and a very special guest. And he will also be hosting this same thing on January 28th at the Lodge Room. We're proud to present, this is like their little press statement. We're proud to present 2 special benefit shows dedicated to supporting individuals and communities impacted by the devastating Los Angeles wildfires. Proceeds from both will go directly to California Community Foundation, California Recovery Fund. This fund focuses on immediate and long-term recovery efforts, including supporting displaced individuals, building homes, and enhancing preparedness for future wildfires and more. More information can be found at calfunds.org/funds/wildfire-recovery-fund. Pasadena Community Foundation's Eaton Fire Relief and Recovery Fund, dedicated to serving the local communities of Altadena and Pasadena. This foundation provides grants and resources to nonprofit organizations offering essential services from emergency relief to housing and mental health support for wildlife survivors. And you can find them at pasadenagf.org/donate. There's another community relief center here. It's called Clyde Loves LA. It's a community relief center powered by Television City, 7800 Beverly Boulevard. Please email relief@clydesstaffing.com, CLYDESSTAFFING.com, to get involved. We are open to accepting new and gently used items, but please be thoughtful. Accepting donations all month: pajamas, blankets, pillows, bedding, towels, robes, hair dryers, curlers, straighteners. New clothes, all sizes, new clothes, new shoes, all sizes, t-shirts, layering pieces, workout gear, coats, jackets, new undergarments, new boxers, cozies, baby formula, car seats, baby cribs, strollers, baby clothes, pet bowls, pet leashes, pet food, toys, games, books, iPhone chargers, and kitchen appliances. Raising funds for the victim of the Eaton Fire. This is Altadena Strong. And you can help that. It says Altadena is a historic and vibrant neighborhood nestled in the foothills of Los Angeles County. And it has long been celebrated as a diverse and multicultural community. Of its 42,000 residents, 95% have been evacuated or displaced, while 30% have lost their homes. The MPTF, which I've mentioned before, amazing, amazing organization, is a trusted resource for the entertainment community, providing critical support during times of crisis and helping individuals navigate the challenges of recovery. The MPTF is providing financial grants to qualified affected individuals, gift cards for essential needs, as well as crisis support. You can help them out by donating at GoFundMe-A968224A. And if you have any questions, just come to me and say, I didn't understand what you were saying. Okay. Oh, here, this one's important. Wildfire survivors, be careful how you word your GoFundMes. Here's what you need to know. Okay. To avoid potential conflicts with FEMA, it's important to frame your GoFundMe campaign carefully. Here are some ways to rephrase your requests for donations. Your contribution will help us through this challenging time. We're seeking support to cover unexpected costs and to get back on our feet. These funds will assist with the needs that might not be fully covered by other sources of aid. Your help will allow us to address the many aspects of recovery and support our family through this crisis. We are raising funds to recover and support our neighbors and family. Avoid specifying that the funds are for disaster-related expenses like home repairs, rebuilding, medical bills, or cleanup if you intend to apply for FEMA assistance for those specific purposes. Instead, keep the language bordered to reflect general recovery and supplemental needs. So that's pretty self-explanatory. Then it says here, FEMA myth. If you receive money from GoFundMe, this will make you ineligible for FEMA assistance. Fact. If you receive money from GoFundMe pages for something specific, such as repairs, funeral expenses, or other aid, it will affect your FEMA eligibility, but survivors should still apply for assistance and let FEMA determine if you're eligible. By law, FEMA cannot duplicate benefits you receive from another source. And this is directly from the FEMA website. So I think you should definitely take all those tips on how to reword your GoFundMes very seriously and just like follow them. They're all pretty much written for you. Once again, just want to remind you guys, because you know I don't want you to have lung cancer in 15 years, N95 masks are available at all LA County Library locations. Governor Newsom issued an executive order protecting tenants sharing rental housing with those displaced by Los Angeles fire, but I don't really have much faith in Governor Newsom. It says at this time when so many have been suddenly displaced, we need more housing and shelter than ever. Today, I have issued an executive order prohibiting landlords in Los Angeles County from evicting tenants for sharing their rental with survivors displaced by the Los Angeles firestorms. So I'm hopeful that he will keep his word because he's just, I just don't like the guy. Okay, this is another animal organization that is called Inland Valley Humane Society, and they need people to foster animals. So if you can, their information is available on their Instagram at IVHS SPCA. And then there's something else that I've discovered, which is called Orange Twins Rescue, which is also it's a 501c3 nonprofit, and they're helping animals. You can go straight to their website, orangetwinsrescue.org, and you can donate like right on the page. That's what I did. I went on, I looked, and there's the donation link is right at the bottom. Okay, I've mentioned these free resources for mental health. It says we have provided Google documents of additional therapists offering pro bono mental health service. Says this list has amounted to over 900 plus therapists willing to support anyone in LA needing mental health support and is available via our story highlights. Here are some numbers that they did share. So if you want to look at their story highlights, it's at the MAYFAR group. Here is a list of crisis and grief management resources. Los Angeles County Mental Health Service Crisis. It's free, confidential, 1-800-854-7771. The National Child Traumatic Stress Network, resources for children, support for children, parents, and caregivers. Website www.nctsn.org. Wildfire relief and support programs by the California Department of Social Services. Free mental health and wellness support for disaster survivors, particularly after wildfire. 1-833-317-4674. California Mental Health Crisis Support. You can also, this is their text line. It's text-based support. So if you don't want to talk, you can just send some text. Just text home to 741-741 and you will be provided with free confidential text support. Text, not tech, because sometimes things don't come out right on here. So the Mayfair team says that they're going to continue sharing mental health support accessibility as it becomes available to them. So maybe give them a follow because your mental health really does matter. This is something I saw from Cynthia Erivo, and it just hit me, so I wanted to share it. It says, music surrounds us. It's playing even when you don't notice. Musicians are a huge part of that experience, so let's make sure that they have what they need to make music again. So other than Music Cares, there's another organization, and it's called Project Reharmony, and I found out about it just scrolling through Cynthia Erivo's Instagram stories, and you can get information on that at project.reharmony. Oh, I don't even know why I took a screenshot of this. Eagles fans have raised over $11,000 for LA wildfire relief ahead of Rams playoff matchup. I want to say thank you to the Eagles fans who did that because you didn't have to, and that's really sweet. But I still have not forgiven you for cheating and costing Tom Brady the Super Bowl in 2018. And I know you cheated because when you know, you know. I'm kidding. No, I am actually not. I mentioned Adam Ney a few times. Adam posted today, please DM me any families, GoFundMes you believe need special attention, meaning people who haven't managed to raise much, preferably people that you can vouch for. And so if you're able to do that, at Adam NEE, that's his real name, Okay, also from Adam Nee, Black Sunday free store for teens and youth displaced by the fires, punk, goth, vintage, band tees, shoes, accessories, and more. And that's taking place today, January 19th at 1863 Echo Park. Text 626-329-5100 to donate so that they can do it like another day, so that they don't have to only limit themselves to the one day. There's another quote that I found. It says, "The fire doesn't care how much money you have. The fire doesn't care who you voted for. The fire doesn't care about your race or anything. The fire doesn't care." And I think this is such a good quote because a lot of people are trying to like radicalize what's happened or politicize it. And I just don't think we need that right now. I think what we really need is to hold each other closer and help just as much as we can. Okay. Tomorrow, free clothing, not tomorrow, today, Sunday the 19th, between 10 a.m. and 2 p.m., free clothing supplies, etc., 2910 Denby Avenue, Los Angeles, or DM for private appointments outside of these hours. And if you would like to DM this person, it's SLAVARE_ on Instagram. Okay. Community gathering for those affected by the Los Angeles fires. The recent fires in Los Angeles has deeply impacted our community. And during this challenging time, it's more important than ever to come together. Join us at a special community event to provide space for connection, support, and resources for those affected, particularly members of our animation, VFX, and gaming community. That's taking place Thursday, January 23rd at 6 p.m. at Golden Road, 5410 West Fernando Road in Los Angeles. All right. Oh, the Critics' Choice have, I know you guys don't care about this stuff, but I just, it's not me. Maybe it's me, maybe it's not me. I don't know. But I know there's someone out there who desperately needs those acceptance speeches. And the reason I know that is because when Jessica Chastain was winning all her awards for The Eyes of Tammy Faye, she kept saying, "You're one job away, I promise. You're one job away, I promise." And every time she said that, I felt like she was talking to me. And when I met Jessica, I got to tell her that. And this woman like took me in her arms and she was like, "I can't wait to work with you. I can't wait to be on set with you." So there is going to be somebody who's going to win an award this season. And I know awards don't matter to most people, but there's somebody who, it's the words that they're going to give to someone else that are going to make the difference. So I just wanted to share that the Critics' Choice do have a new date. They were supposed to take place on the 14th of this month, and then they push it off to January 26th, but now they've scheduled it for February 7th. And hopefully they won't change their minds because I'm really looking forward to those just inspiring moments. Circling back to Altadena Girls, they had some FAQs, so I thought I'd share them. FAQ one, how can I donate my products, money, time, or services to Altadena Girls? It says, "We're working as fast as we can on securing a new location in Pasadena. It's going to be amazing and so much more than a donation site. Hang on to your donations for a few more days. We'll need them more than ever once we reopen. And you can always support our mission directly at altadenagirls.org." Question two, "I shipped to the 3530 pop-up address. Will you still receive it?" Answer, "Yes, our friends at Small Green Door are graciously accepting our packages and shipments while we lock in our new address. Hang on to anything you haven't sent yet, but know that what you've already mailed will be received and we'll make it directly to our Altadena girls as soon as we reopen." Number three, "Can I send you my used, gently worn, or vintage clothing, shoes, etc.?" Answer, "No. Not right now. The time and effort it takes to sort, clean, fold, and prep these items for our girls slows down our ability to help as many people as possible. Your heart is in the right place. We just can't accept used or vintage clothes right now." Four, "How long will you be accepting donations and running the free shop?" "The shop is just the beginning of this incredible movement. We have big plans to help our community beyond clothes and makeup. We intend to always keep the free shop open, but we're working on helping in many other ways, from mental health resources to safe and quiet spaces for our girls who have lost everything." So they are doing really good stuff in the community. And keep in mind, these are teenagers. Clothing and book drive. If you have lost your home in LA fires or have been indefinitely displaced, please sign up for a time slot to shop from clothing donations from 30 brands. I don't know what this has to do with books, but okay. From 30 brands. Also stop by, okay, that I guess I should have read further. Also stop by Zibby's bookshop next door, Monday, January 20th through February 2nd, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. at 1121 Montana Avenue, Santa Monica. Also, just for reference, No Doubt has been added to Fire Aid, so I don't know if that's going to make you want to go buy a ticket, but if it is, go do it now. Home Bank LA is providing furniture and home goods, helping families move into their rentals and feel at home. I've mentioned this before. I still haven't been able to find a website for this. So if you want to learn more, it's homebank underscore LA on Instagram. Okay, here we go. I'm almost done. I promise I'm so close to being done. Advice from our mental health staff. This is the Recidivism Coalition. I think I'm saying that wrong. Around grief and loss. ARC's mental health staff understands the unique experience of this community and experience in and is experienced in working with currently and formerly incarcerated people. Here are some thoughts from them about facing this devastating loss from the LA fires and coping with the potential grief. Trauma from collective disaster. This is what I'm experiencing. So trauma from collective disaster or displacement may be having your safety or well-being jeopardized, being directly affected, or facing great losses, witnessing ongoing destruction, having others around you grieving or in pain, feelings of helplessness and hopelessness. I do have people around me who are in pain. It is causing me grief. I do feel helpless, and there are moments where I feel hopeless. It says common emotional reactions are shock. That one happened to me. Numbness happened to me. Panic happened to me. Anger happened to me. Irritability happening to me right now. Sadness happening to me right now. Anxiety happening to me constantly. And none of this was happening to me until this started happening to everyone in LA who I love. It says it can be helpful to develop a toolkit of things you know will help you move through your emotions. So for me, I just need to go shopping. That's always how I've dealt with my sadness. Grief in the context of collective disaster is coming to terms with the reality of loss. Understanding things will be different and realizing pain is here, but life will go on. It's something that I never. The five stages of grief: depression, bargaining, denial, anger, acceptance. Grief is a process that takes time. Be patient with yourself. Yeah, the five stages of grief are not linear, and I can personally tell you that I have never completed the cycle of the five stages of grief, which is why I have the thing that I've told you about, which is called complicated grief, because this is what I do. I deny, and then I bargain, and then I get angry, and then I get depressed, and I almost get to acceptance, and then I go right back to denial. And it's not something that I'm consciously doing, and I don't want this for anyone else. Okay, so here is some coping strategies that they have to share. I mean, do what works for you. Emotional coping, catharsis through art, music, or physical exercise, processing through journaling, grounding in mindfulness techniques or breathing exercises, positive distractions like laughter or joyful activities, which I did that today. Like I told you, I was recording and then I stopped and went back upstairs so that I could watch the football game. And then the football game ended, and I immediately was like, I need to immediately was like, I need to watch Saturday Night Live. Did I need to watch Saturday Night Live? Probably not, but yes, because it makes me laugh, and like laughter is the best medicine for me. Okay, practical coping, prioritize basic needs, avoid unnecessary stress, establish routines that support regaining a sense of control and normalcy. Social support, connect with community, vocalize your needs, emotional or practical, seek more formal counseling or other modes of healing support if needed. Helpful reminder, be patient and compassionate and kind with yourself. Allow yourself to experience emotions as they arise instead of bottling them up. I'm a pro at bottling them up. Identify which emotions you're struggling with the most and what you need to cope and move through them healthily. Ask yourself, what can I do for myself during this time? What can others do for me? For me, the answer is I can buy myself some shoes and others can buy me some shoes. I'm a shoe lover, but that was a joke. Incorporate grief rituals as they feel right for you. Start where you are now instead of rushing towards where you want to be with your healing. I can't speak on this because I don't even know what a grief ritual is. So I can't speak on that. Resources, it says, do not hesitate to reach out if you need support. Suicide and Crisis Lifeline. We've talked about this in past episodes, 988. SAMHSA's National Helpline, 1-800-662-4357. National Alliance on Mental Health, on Mental Illness, sorry, 1-800-950-6264, or you can text Helpline to 62640. ARC members, no cost mental health service. Contact Life Coach for more information. And believe it or not, I'm almost at the end of this. I did it. Businesses in San Diego helping LA wildfire victims. Cloak and Petal in Little Italy, 1953 India Street, donating 100% of proceeds from the tea ceremony cocktail and Master Roshi Roll. So order those. The original 40 Brewing Company, North Park, 3117 Avenue, 50% of proceeds from January's Burger of the Month. So even if you don't like the Burger of the Month, order the Burger of the Month. PKR 101, Carlsbad, 3040 Carlsbad Boulevard, 50% of proceeds from chicken and waffle sandwich is being donated. So please go and eat your chicken and waffle sandwiches. The Lobby Tiki Bar and Grill and Coco Cabana, Oceanside 408 Pierview Way, 50% of proceeds from their chicken and waffles is also going to be donated. So you have two places that you can go to eat chicken and waffles. Where to donate in San Francisco to help the LA fires? Second Market, a popular platform for local clothing swaps in the Bay Area, has launched a program to support LA fire victims by connecting clothing donors with those in need. The programs consider size and age preferences and facilitate convenient drop-offs for shipping options. CORE, a community organization relief effort, is a global organization that helps with immediate relief efforts, but focuses on long-term recovery for communities in need. The organization is accepting donations for the Southern California fires, and people can either make a one-time donation or monthly contribution, but neither of these has any information on where they're located or their website or anything like that. Lastly, Mark Duplass is like a rock star throughout all this, and people need gift cards, and he's been saying that he's been advocating for that. So if you want to purchase that, must be in the US. If you want to purchase, because if you're out from outside the US and you send a gift card, it will not work. So again, if you'd like to donate a gift card, Mark Duplass himself will receive the gift cards, like physical gift cards, and he will distribute them to people in need. So those can be sent to 4804 Laurel Canyon Boulevard, number 1127, Valley Village, California, 91607. And that is kind of all I have. I feel like at this point right now, you're hearing my voice and you're thinking, oh my goodness, she's gotten hyper. She has like a spring in her step. No, I'm overtired. It's 2:42 in the morning. And because I needed to watch a football game and S SNL, I started recording again at 1 and had some technical difficulties and so forth. So I am overtired now. I'm reaching the stage where I would laugh at like absolutely anything, which is the worst stage for me to be in, and I need to go to sleep. But again, it was really important for me to get this out. Even if only one person hears it and goes and gets some help that they needed, like today, tomorrow, whatever, I feel like I can sleep a little bit better. And I wanted to leave you with a poem by David Lynch because we are all still saddened by his loss and feeling it deeply. So here goes. I love Los Angeles. I know a lot of people go there and they see just a huge sprawl of sameness. But when you're there for a while, you realize that each section has its own mood. The golden age of cinema is still alive there, in the smell of jasmine at night and the beautiful weather. And the light is inspiring and energizing. Even with smog, there's something about it. That light that's not harsh, but bright and smooth. It fills me with this feeling that all possibilities are available. I don't know why. It's different from the light in other places. The light in Philadelphia, even in the summer, is not nearly as bright. It was the light that brought everybody to LA to make films in the early days, and it's still a beautiful place. And even with all of its scars and whatever now, it still is the most beautiful place in the world to me. And I related to so much to that poem because anyone who knows me has heard a thousand times that the air in LA is magic. It feels like magic to me. And when I stand on Marlon Brando's star, which is no one visits, by the way, it's on like Hollywood and Vine. So when all is well, maybe you can take a second and go visit because so few do. But when I stand there, I feel the presence of Marlon Brando, who is an idol of mine, someone that I respect tremendously and admire more than I can put into words. But if I start talking about that, I'm going to be here till 5 in the morning. So I'm going to say good night and I'm going to say be safe and take care. Again, I'm probably going to give it about 48 hours before I come back on here with an update. Maybe it's going to be a little less than 48 hours since I'm not going to be doing this at 2 o'clock in the morning again. I need to manage my time better. But until I'm back, please stay safe. I will continue searching for all the resources that I can possibly find. I will continue to share them on my personal Instagram. So if you don't follow me there, you can. It's at thatbrashblonde. That brash blonde. Most of you do follow me there, though, like to start with. So instead of clicking through my stories, because sometimes I post a lot, and on days when I'm posting about the fires, I post a lot. Just scroll through. Don't just like click oh and keep going because you will miss vital information. And I don't want you to do that. So I'm gonna stop rambling now because this is actually what I do when I'm really tired. Thanks for listening if you've been here till now. And hopefully I can get back to our regularly scheduled programming very soon. I love you guys. Please stay safe.